This is episode 6 of ATTO, your premier anime and television podcast. And this is Anime and Television Toronto, or better yet known as ATTO, your premier anime and television podcast.
And we're on our 6th episode.
Yes, I apologize for the slight echo. We are taping out of Daisuke's basement.
They didn't need to know that.
Oh, alright, they need to know. They needed to know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Alright, today's gonna be a great episode. First things first, how you get to contact us and feedback and all that other wonderful, wonderful stuff. Our email, animetelevisiontoronto@gmail.com. The website is www.blogspot. No, wait, I got the wrong thing.
www.animetelevisiontoronto@gmail.com. Website, everyone should know. If not, you suck. Nah. But our website is animetelevisiontoronto.blogspot.com.
Or you can reach me, Sven Walker, at svenwalker@hotmail.com. We've gotten some sort of input or feedback from certain listeners.
Yeah, people have been saying interesting things. But
basically, people don't like me.
Really?
I keep hearing this thing about less me, more Daisuke.
More dice. It's not that, but yeah, we want to hear what you guys think about us.
So please,
we're
please.
Sponges. We'll absorb anything.
Exactly. So please email us. We want to hear from you. And also, just on another note, our contest. Come on, people! What the fuck? Seriously.
No one wants to win mystery prizes.
No one wants. Okay, you know, we'll make it clean and simple. Clean. Plain and simple, what you'll win. If you email us with the right answer, you'll win Cowboy Bebop Volume 1 manga and Resifont Volume 1 manga.
You have those? Oh, right. Yeah, you have those. I see.
But, so, people, manga.
And it's not hard either. We actually asked someone the same question. They got it off their first guess.
Exactly, dude. So. You know, and he wasn't like a major otaku or a person who knows a lot about anime.
Yes, he was.
Shut up.
No, but where's Daisuke from? There's a search up on Wikipedia.
Okay, truly speaking, if you were to go to Wikipedia right now, the first thing that'll come up when you type in Daisuke.
Okay, this is not a contest anymore. We're just like giving it to them. But enough about the contest. If you want to join play, then play. Now we will go into anime news. Hopefully.
Right? All right. Hold on, people. Anime news or TV news? Because I have a shitload of TV news today. Oh wait, we've had to talk about the big surprises episode. Ladies and gentlemen,
surprise.
Sven Walker will not be doing a TV review today.
Hooray.
I instead will be doing an anime review. An anime that in which some people might know of. I hope some people know this. It's Busou Renkin from the creator of Kenshin. Yeah, I know, isn't that awesome? Creator of Kenshin.
There's a lot of mixed reviews about that because it's been compared to Rory Kenshin.
Actually, no. People said it's Bleach and it's Full Metal Alchemist.
No,
and
I meant comparison as in like, oh, it's done by the creator of Kenshin. It has to be at the Kenshin level.
Oh, we're sorry about that, people. Our internet or my stupid garage band. That's right. I said it. Mac sucks. We don't have one. Yeah, it died on me. It's been doing that recently. I gotta get that memory upgrade. Now, 512, man, you can't live in the world of 512 memory.
In other words, Sven wants money. He needs money.
I need money, people. Money. I need the money. Where's the money? People keep asking for the money. Where's the money?
Okay, we're getting distracted here.
True.
But where were we? All right, Kenshin. Kenshin and Busou Renken.
All right, and Daisuke here will be reviewing...
something that's not known to most people.
I don't know, man. It's a popular title.
Psychic Academy, to those who know and to those who don't. I will be giving my two cents on it. Stay tuned for that because I will rant a lot about that series. But anyway, that's what I'm going to do. And anime news, obviously. So.
Yeah. Should we get into anime news or TV news?
Your choice.
I think we should do rock, paper, scissors for it. Just to be fair.
Paper, scissors.
Or, as the Japanese call it, Daisuke. You're your Japanese.
Daisuke? Since, wow, I turned Japanese?
Yeah, Daisuke just turned Japanese. So, what do they call rock, paper, scissors in Japan? Don't make me tell this.
I can't remember.
Jenkenpo?
Something.
Alright, let's...
We'll get back to it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
That's
CB rules!
Sven's cheating.
I'm using my psychic abilities. Oh, that's right. I got psychic abilities.
Everyone knows those psychic
abilities. Alright, first things first. I'll hit you guys all up and off with the big Aqua Teen Hunger scare. I know all you heard about it a million times. Like, CNN, NBC, everyone would not shut up about this. But we have to just mention it really quickly. Since the person who did lose their job, Steven something or another. What's his name? Steven, damn that bastard, what's his name? Steven something.
What horrible with names.
Why should not even be Steven? Give me a second, my internet's a piece of crap. I'm sorry, see, Jim Staples. Staples.
That's really close.
Anyways, Jim Staples, alright. One thing you gotta know about Jim Staples is, he is like a big support in the whole anime thing. He was one of the major people who brought over anime on Cartoon Network. He helped create Adult Swim and stuff like that, right? He was a huge person who helped with all that bullshit.
A forefather of American anime.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll call him that. And he had to step down after this idiotic thing that these Boston Tyrians... Is that what we call them? Boston Tyrians?
Boston Tyrians? I don't think...
Bostonians.
From Boston would enjoy being called Bostonarians.
Bostonarians.
But
you know what they should be called? Boston idiots. Because that's what they are. They're Boston idiots.
Sven's views are not the views of the views of ATTO. Not the views of the views. Yeah.
They're not the views of the editor or disputer.
Anyway, back to Jim Staples.
Alright.
Samples. His name's Samples. Get it right.
As I was saying, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the show on Adult Swim for Cartoon Network, Teletoon for our Canadian listeners.
Yeah.
Basically speaking, new movie coming out for it. They wanted a new advertising tactic, so they had like these LCD or LED like electronical devices, which from what I saw picture wise was blink lights. I don't have a picture up here, but they were.
We'll find it and put it up on the website.
It's blink lights, basically. That's what they were, and it had a crudely drawn image of one of the characters. They set around through dozens of towns in America and major locations, and one of the cities was Boston. They had a Fenway Park, some bridge in Charles River.
Yeah, it was all over. Well, it was sort of all over the news, but basically, you have a group of teenagers who just set up these Aqua Teen Hunger Force lights blinking everywhere.
Yeah,
that looked sort of bomb-like.
Okay,
especially near subways. The subway scares.
I gotta tell you, personally speaking. If any idiot in their right mind thinks that this is a bomb, they themselves deserve to be shot and then brought back to life and then shot again.
Did they actually look like characters from Aqua Teen?
Yes, it was like, it's a blink light, right? So, I mean, it's, you know blink lights, right?
Yeah,
those
but,
little things. Like,
yeah,
it,
but
it's,
I would have thought it would just be like box light with blinking lights.
No, it's basically an LED screen like this. And like,
the fish thingy on it.
It basically had like a little image, like semi-standing out, and they had like hanging off like walls and shit like that. And it was up for like a week, and no one noticed it. And then I'm guessing woman, because you know women are like idiots. And that's right. I'm sexist. If you women hate me, email me with flaming emails of flame.
No, you're asking for trouble here.
Anyways, some idiot called the police saying, "Oh my god, I see this blinking crap. It might be a bomb. I think Al-Qaeda might be in the city. please, please come help me. Then Boston goes, holy shit, we gotta call Homeland Security. And Homeland Security goes, holy shit, we gotta call the FBI. And the FBI goes, let's call CIA. And then they get, and then we get Bush down there, and then Bush comes in and goes, where's the bomb? Where's the bomb? And then we get Jack Bauer shows up out of nowhere and CTU.
If it really were a bomb, Bush would be nowhere in sight. But,
yeah.
Really? It was overhyped up. It was over.
Personally speaking.
Like, if it happened in Toronto, it wouldn't be such a. Well, actually, no, in Toronto, there's still.
I gotta say, personally speaking, it's not the person who called in to blame. Because some idiot probably called the police saying, oh, I see these things, I think maybe it might be a bomb. The police probably should have had some common sense. And I mean,
to
decent
take a, to
common
take a
sense.
Look at it.
Exactly. Not to call the Homeland Security and shit, someone reported a bomb. Let's call Homeland Security. Should we take a look at it first, sir? No, let's call Homeland Security. I'm too lazy to do my job.
They get the bomb squad there. They got everyone but the bomb squad.
I mean, seriously.
No, but they got probably most. But what does this have to do with the head of Cartoon Network?
Basically, he saw that all this shit was happening and said, well, I was like kind of in charge of all this shit. So, like, the
Wait,
only thing
so
I should do
it
is...
Was it a purposeful promotion thing?
No.
It was just some kids being stupid?
No. Okay. It was a promotion by Cartoon Network. Cartoon Network said, all right, we're going to be promoting our new show using this sort of guerrilla advertising thing, right? It's not an advertising that's commonly heard of.
They should stick with billboards. Like,
exactly.
Seriously.
I mean, seriously, people. If you're going to advertise something, use conventional advertising methods. From what we learned...
Giant-ass billboards.
What we learned from this... event is not to use guerrilla advertising. If you're gonna advertise something, use common traditional means. Nothing new, common means.
Wait, so you get the head of Cartoon Network resigning because of he's a network boss.
Yeah, he's a general manager.
So Cartoon Network chief. And like he has to resign because some people pull a stunt where...
This is the quote that he said. He said that regarding the Boston scare and felt... compelled to step down, effective immediately, in order to recognize the gravity of the situation that occurred under my watch.
Yeah,
so basically, he's saying, damn, this shit happened while I had the ball? Fuck.
Well, I personally don't find it was any of his fault, but...
But he's basically being a man, stepping up and owning up to something he didn't even do. Honestly, personally speaking, I gotta give a hand to this guy, man. He's a class act, but wow, we're certainly gonna miss him, man. He was,
I didn't even know who he was before this.
I did some research.
We just knew it's like some head of
Yeah, because the news weren't really specific about the person, so we were just trying to give some props to Jim Samples. I mean, he's someone, man. He is someone for the anime and television
community. He probably has enough money to retire anyway.
Well, I'm guessing money's not the issue here. I mean, what the issue was the whole bringing the anime over? I mean... He wasn't mad for anime, but like he just had to go now, and that's kind of sad.
It's a cross between the anime and TV world, because you have American television showing anime, and then you have but Aqua Teen Hunger Force can hardly be called an anime.
We'll not go into that.
Yeah.
Other TV news for all you lovely people who love movies and have seen the amazing Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Mr. Smith Smash Box hit, whatever the hell you want to call it.
That was a good movie.
Yeah,
I saw it. It was a good movie.
It was, but I mean, come on. It's Angelina Jolie. Come on.
You have Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie tear each other apart for like 2 hours.
I gotta say, the best line in the whole movie is when Brad Pitt comes up and he goes, "Who's your daddy?"
And then she like kick knocks him down.
It was a good movie. Basically, ABC is doing a pilot for it, and they've officially released that the pilot has now been locked and loaded and had to have the male lead. So we have Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is going to be played by Martin Henderson. He was in Smoking Aces.
I'm not too scared. I think they should have just kept the original.
Brad Pitt and Angelina
Jolie.
They're off in Africa, like adopting more children.
Well...
I'm thinking that in which right now in Africa they're having some sort of lottery to see who they're gonna adopt.
Which child?
It's like the winner of the lottery will be adopted by Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. It's better than winning $1 million.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Oh yeah.
Instead of like the numbers, you have these kids on each side. It's like Angelina Jolie, you got a child. Pick up your child. But
Yeah, so
it might be interesting. I don't know how it'll work as a show though, but
from what I read, the show is supposed to take place 3 months or years. I think it's months after the movie.
3 months after the movie? I know it's sometime after the movie.
It's after the movie. I think it's 3 months. It could be 3 years. I'm not 100% sure. After the movie, they're trying to live normal suburban lives in a new house, new city. And their assassination groups keep getting in the way, yada, 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 the whole...
So it's them just avoiding assassination groups?
Well,
and
no, it's their group is like, because you know how their groups are conflicting one another?
Yeah.
Your group's telling you to kill your husband, and your husband's group's telling you to kill your wife.
At the end of the movie, I kind of got the idea that they resigned their posts.
Oh, they
did?
Did
they?
But I mean, come on, when you're like a world-class assassin, I mean, the signing isn't an...
You can't resign.
Exactly. You can't resign. You're here for life. The role of Mrs. Smith is still undecided? Yeah, still undecided.
But, so, are there any other pilots that you want to go through?
Oh yeah, there's a ton of pilots I had to go through. ABC, Fox, NBC, CBS.
Well, that's too many. Let's take the, like, highlights.
Alright, Fox... Fox moves west from ER to count room, blah, I don't care anymore. I've given up. Hold on. If I remember correctly, Fox is coming up with a new reality TV show called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Are you serious?
It's happening next week, Tuesday, after American Idol for half an hour. Basically, they ask grown-ups questions that you would have learned in fifth grade. And if you can't answer the question, you have help. You know what's going to help you? A fifth grader? Yeah, so like the fifth grader is going to help you out and answer those questions. So basically, it's a show proving how idiotic America is.
Wait, so you have these full-grown people. That go on the show. And they get asked questions. I suppose they get cash prizes for answering correct questions.
It's like your normal game show, right? Only problem is, it's like Jeopardy for fifth graders.
Or would it be like who wants to be a millionaire instead of like phone a friend, phone a fifth grader, or like.
I guess probably.
That's kind of scary, and I want those on the show. Better be high prizes. Or like.
It's probably gonna be like 100 grand.
Win a pencil case.
Oh yes, win a pencil case. Nah. All right.
That sounds interesting. I might see and take a look at that. That might be fun.
What else? Oh, on the lot. New reality TV show, which I'm actually looking forward to, because...
reality TV. Survivor, yeah.
Fiji.
Oh my god. I hate everyone. I'll just say that. I do not like any of the people in Fiji, except Yao Man. That old guy.
Yao Man.
That old guy will go far. Yao Man. For being like one of the oldest people on the show, he actually thinks very strategically. Like, he might not be that strong physically, but, yeah. And
he's smart, isn't he?
He's pretty smart, and he plays very well, actually. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I might do a little in-depth review once we, like, knock off half the people, because there's still too many people to call it right now. But
before we do anything else, let's take a moment of silence for the death of the OC.
It deserves it to die.
Just a moment of silence, I ask you please. Just a moment of silence. And we're back.
Enough.
That was good enough. The last episode of the OC was last Thursday. You'll probably be getting this episode. Oh, we'll put it up tonight, which is Saturday, February the 24th.
Hopefully it'll be up tonight, because we did promise that the episode would be sometime this week.
And
so
technically, it's still this week.
It's still this week, so...
So we're not on the,
No one pressing charges.
So the OC, last episode was Thursday. I personally didn't get a chance to watch it, which
I didn't watch it? That's horrible.
You know what? I have it somewhere. I'll probably get it for somewhere or something.
Get a PVR.
Yeah, I probably should get one of those damn bloody things.
What's this,
new reality TV show. You know who's, I think he's directing this, or?
Steven Spielberg?
He's directing it. No, he's helping out in some way.
He's what, yeah.
Oh, wait, okay. It's the Steven Spielberg reality TV show called On the Lot.
Prepared. And it's also being worked with Mark Burnett.
Yeah, he's
the
like
reality guru who does Survivor.
He does like every reality. He's like the reality, the godfather of reality TV.
But anyway, yeah.
So, anyways, he's Yeah, show premieres May 16th. The only reason people should we should watch a show, because personally speaking, I'm not so too big on reality TV shows, but this one, it
barely... Wait, is this the one about being a filmmaker?
Yeah.
It's all... Oh, so
basically...
Like Spielberg's like a judge or something.
You have 16 finalists will be revealed on May the 16th. You basically, you start off, they screen each person's, like, attempt at filmmaking. And obviously, if you're a finalist, you have to be some kind of filmmaker. And which is the only reason I actually want to see it, because it's going to exhibit some really nice filmmaking. So,
it sounds a bit boring, though. Like, is there going to be, like, a bit of...
backstabbing rivalry or, like, other...
burning of films?
Okay,
It is a reality TV show, right?
It's not your typical reality TV
show. So it's going to be like more reality than reality TV. Because the reason people watch reality TV is not because it's reality. It's so off from reality. It's reality. That's why. But it sounds interesting. To those who... Actually, we know quite a few people who could do quite well in this game.
Because we have a lot of friends in filmmaking.
In film and, yeah, media. But, yeah, that's sounds interesting. Filmmaking.
Yeah, it's gonna be playing this summer, throughout the whole summer, along with, a new season of, So You Think You Can Dance, and a season of,
Just So You Think You Can Dance.
There's something else, I can't remember, but yeah, you get the gist of it, people. There's some other pilot news in which I could dive headfirst into, but it's not gonna be coming out anytime soon, so I'm gonna wait till next week to talk about
these. Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
It's, most of the stuff that I've talked about this week, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith pilot, it's not coming out for a long time. By a long time, I mean, you know, they haven't even started filming yet.
But people can expect it. Well, they have the male lead casted.
That's
a step forward.
The episode isn't supposed to come out till like in summer or something.
Yeah, summer.
But like a little something to keep you guys or your hopes up throughout the whole summer and the whole of this year until next year. The Bourne Identity. The Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum.
Oh, right, yeah.
The third movie.
It's the final one, isn't it?
I hope it's the final one, dude. If it's not, it'll be horrible. But yeah, it's coming out next summer, along with Indiana Jones 4. And for all you anime lovers out there.
It's Harrison Ford again.
Is it?
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's Harrison Ford again.
Damn that bastard. Where would he die?
Well, he was the original.
Yeah, no, but I assume he'd be like 007, where you get like a new person or something.
Well, yeah. Well, they can't find the original 007. What's his name? Well, even Pierce, what's his face?
Pierce Brosnan, and you have the new dude, and you have, before him, it was Sean Connery. Then before Sean Connery, it was like...
Who was the first?
I don't know who the first is.
Yeah, no one knows the first.
To me, the first 007 is Sean Connery.
I thought Pierce Brosnan. Well, see, to me, because I haven't seen all of them, but... they have to be British, though. You can't get an American to play 007.
Exactly.
But for... Oh, I lost Indiana Jones. I almost forgot there. Harrison Ford, because he was the original, you find him again, and he can still sort of act without breaking a bone. So hopefully he'll be able to pull it off without breaking anything major. I like Harrison Ford films. He's a bit old now, though.
You know,
but he does quite well.
You know which actor I like, and I like his films a lot? Nicolas Cage.
Let's not get into Nicolas Cage.
You know, how about we get off the whole topic of films?
Yes.
And move into Daisuke's anime news, reviews, and other
news,
anime
reviews,
things.
And other anime goodness. Juicy anime goodness.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna cut in right here and hit off the first, you know, shot at anime news.
At anime news.
The date is 13 more days.
13 more days till.
13 more days till Gundam Seed Destiny is shown in North America, or to be more specific, Canada, and to be more specific, YTV. It's gonna be premiering sometime in March or. March 20...
Somewhere in March. I haven't been keeping track. I'm not a big Gundam fan myself. I have something against mechs, unfortunately. Like, not really. But mechs aren't my style. But to those who are big Gundam fanatic people, Gundam Seed Destiny is coming to YTV. And only YTV. So the American...
To screw you, Americanas.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
You're so hateful to Ace, man.
That's right, you Americanas.
But You'll just have to wait. I'm pretty sure it'll be shown in America eventually.
I hope it's not. No, this is like an exclusive title, because a lot of America's being a lot of new good stuff. Blood Plus, come on, people. I want to see Blood Plus. Trinity Blood, which we are getting, but at the same time, I mean,
later.
Yeah, exactly.
But Gundam Seed Destiny? Look for that. Anyway, back to news.
Oh, Daisuke might forget about this because it's not on ANN right now.
I'm not going to forget. Wait, what were you going to talk about again?
Naruto Shippuden?
I was going to say that, damn you. Naruto Shippuden.
Yeah. Before you get into it, a little funny thing. If you say Shippuden really slowly, it sounds like she pooed on. She pooed
on. Oh my god. Go on that 5th grade reality, or go on that 5th grade contest show thingy.
You know what?
Probably wins.
Probably will, because I'm like...
Shippuden Hurricane Chronicles, it aired two weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, because we are on our third episode. First episode of the series was a double episode. I'll give a quickie on it. Everyone knows Naruto, so I'm not going to talk about Naruto. It's Naruto, the Naruto series... placed 3 years later after Naruto's done his
basically,
training with Jiraiya.
They finished off with all the damn fillers and got back to the manga run.
There's a lot of filler hate. I don't hate fillers that much.
Fillers
were necessary to fill in the necessary space.
I hate most fillers. I mean, some fillers are okay, but most fillers are a piece of crap.
A lot of people share your opinion. But Shippuden...
I mean, come on. They made Rasengan make noodles. For the love of...
The cooking episode was funny. I thought it was funny.
I mean, the only thing I liked about the cooking episode was the Ronin ninjas. The cooking ninjas.
The cooking ninjas.
Those were okay. But Naruto using Rasengan to make noodles. And Sakura pounding the dough because she's just Sakura. Choji being Choji
with his inflation techniques. But back to my first impression of Shippuden. Animation, decent. Better than fillers, but compared with the original Naruto, it can't keep up. It is steadily improving, and since we're being introduced to new characters, you kind of look by it and say, hey, there's Deidara, there's Sasori, there's a bunch of new characters. Sasuke. In the first 5 minutes, you see Sasuke in the first episode. I got sort of pissed off at that, because that's like, what, more than 10 chapters of manga away. So, you get to see Sasuke, it's probably because like you have a lot of fans who are dying to see Sasuke, and they couldn't wait until later. But you see Sasuke in the first 5 minutes, it's a good fix for those who have waited through all of the fillers, a year and almost 2 years of fillers. To those who have actually seen all the fillers, I've seen all the fillers myself, so I'm quite proud of myself. But to those who've
you've accomplished a great level of nothingness.
To those who've seen all the fillers, I congratulate you, and now you can actually live happily and watch Naruto Shippuden.
Or to all of you who've watched the fillers and are dead, we apologize for nothing.
Yeah, and
to those
who dropped Naruto because of the fillers, watch Naruto again because they're over. But that's a big piece of news, Shippuden. In its regular timing, the Naruto timing didn't change. A lot of summers are doing it now. That's a big change. You have SD anime.
That's what I get it from.
A new group, Akatsuki, and that's Akatsuki's doing it. A few other groups, Datebayo, again.
Those punks.
Being speed summon gods, they're still doing it.
You know what? They're punks.
Technically, any group could do it because it's technically Shippuden's not licensed. There's been a lot of controversy.
Yeah, so Anime Suki, you punks, man. It's not licensed. So, like, put it up on your servers, man. Shit.
There's a lot of things, because Naruto was licensed. Shippuden, it's kind of off on the side.
It's like Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. Although, that had a bigger gap than 2 years, but at the same time, I mean, come on, seriously.
Other news. What could I say? 2 meter tall Eva. We like talking about models, so... 2-meter-tall EVA unit for sale. It's done by Akiyama Studio.
You do have it.
Yes, I do. It's actually on sale because
it's a million yen.
Yes, it's
a million yen.
Well, if you have a million yen, try to invest in the figure, which is 2 meters and 9 centimeters, or in the...
It's like almost human size.
Over 6 feet, 6 feet 9 inches. But it right now it's on display in Kotobukiya or Kotobukiya. Yeah, I suck at Japanese.
In Japan.
In Japan. It's on display right now. You can buy it because it's in anticipation of the new Evangelion films or movies. Right,
you know what? I'm gonna
Which are gonna hit theaters in September.
I'm gonna go on record and say I've never seen Eva. I've seen the first four episodes of Eva. I would like to see the rest of Eva. If our listeners are kind enough to send me Eva, I'll be more than happy to watch Eva.
I have.
Or if you send me some money so I can go buy Eva, or if, like a voucher or something, or like something Eva-ish, I will maybe go see Eva.
I will come clean. I've never seen Eva. I've seen a lot of AMVs that depict Eva.
Oh yeah.
And I can get it.
You know how accurate those are.
Like, no, but there was this AMV I saw. It's like Eva in 2 minutes or something.
Eva in 2 minutes.
Eva
holy
in two
shit.
Minutes. Something
can
like
you,
that.
Can you seriously say that you see Eva in 2 minutes?
No, it blows your mind. Seriously, that AMV really blows your mind.
It should, isn't it?
Another piece of news. Funimation controls the American anime market for the sixth straight year. I didn't know that. I thought like Bandai
23.2. Well, I knew
it controls 23% of the market of the anime market.
Hold on.
The
then,
American anime
so,
market.
So then how much does like Bandai control? Like 20%?
No, it's because people lack the knowledge of the other production companies in America. Because you have so many no-name ones. Like, our Aniplex. Aniplex is smaller. Like, it's still known, right? But it's smaller and it doesn't control much. It's just licensing. Whoever licensed the most, whoever can produce the
ADV?
Most. ADV lately hasn't been doing much.
Well, they've been licensing like There's No Tomorrow. But
they have, but they can't produce that fast.
But they don't license stuff that's that great. I mean, come on, what if they license it's so amazing? In comparison to like Funimation and like Bandai,
they get all the hot things. So, but ADV still does really good quality.
Well, I mean,
anime
they do, but I mean, they pick up like lower name or lesser name titles, which is cool for you and all. But I mean, at the same time, come on, people, pick up some better titles.
Anyway, Adult Swim they launched their interactive video player online. So now you can watch
for
Trinity,
Americans
Trinity Blood Online. Obviously, if it's an online player, it'll be regional. Yeah, it's the whole regional lock thing.
For you damn Americans.
So, our American listeners, please don't play us and
oh,
watch
also,
Trinity Blood.
Also, I heard there's a way to, like, get around the regional crowd. So, if our listeners are listening and they want to tell me and Daisuke how to get around that regional lock.
The regional thing. Well, there are ways. I don't know the ways. I don't want to be encouraged to do that. Or else,
come on,
you
hackers
out there. We'll have Adult Swim come knocking out our door and, like, tearing down our computers. Viz has some new manga licenses. It's announced at the New York Comic Con, I think.
Oh, you
something
know what?
Like that.
That's happening right now in 4 hours.
Is it?
If I'm not mistaken, in 4 hours it's gonna happen.
Comic Con?
Here. The live streaming of the
American
Awards.
Oh, the
American
Anime Awards. That's different. That is very different. Actually, I can't believe we didn't touch the American Anime Awards.
Oh, it starts today at 9. So we'll release this episode.
Hopefully people by the time they've listened to it have actually watched this. Yeah, it's kind of late. The American Anime Awards will premiere in our time 5 hours or 4 hours from now.
Eastern Standard Time, people.
For Eastern Standard Time.
Because every other time sucks.
It,
except for the Japanese Standard
is
Time.
It, oh, it's at New York's Comic Con, right?
Yeah, so it's New York. Dude, I could have gone there, got myself one of those yellow taxis and like driven down there.
To the Comic-Con?
Oh yeah.
But
how far is New York? 5 hours?
The American Anime Awards, to those who voted, watch and see your votes not win.
Exactly. Watch and see everything you voted for, it doesn't matter. Watch and see that like Naruto wins everything. And like Inuyasha.
Naruto didn't actually make that many categories.
Yeah, true.
Like, or
you know,
we're talking about like voice actors.
The only category I'm really looking for is the manga. And watch Death Note or like Monster. Was Monster nominated?
Monster was probably nominated. Death Note will probably win. Death Note's topping a lot right now.
I could probably see Tsubasa upsetting it.
Tsubasa might upset it. Because Tsubasa's just Tsubasa and Clamp has powers. Magical powers.
Yeah, you know, I got that magical power and stuff.
But actually, we didn't cover much of the anime awards, but
yeah.
We might next episode, after we see the results.
Yeah, after we see the results, we'll talk about it next episode, definitely.
Oh, but the manga licenses, GYO, Uzumaki? I don't know any of these. Tagare, Portis, Hoshin, Engi, Gintama? Oh, Gintama. That's interesting. Strawberry 100%, otherwise known as Ichigo 100%.
Is it?
Yep, Ichigo 100%.
Really?
Ichigo, strawberry, strawberry, Ichigo.
Ichigo means strawberry?
Ichigo means strawberry.
So Ichigo Kurosaki from Bleach means strawberry Kurosaki?
I think they use different...
That's such a wussy name, man. What
the
hell's up with you?
I think they use a different Ichigo for that one, though.
Yo, you're a wuss, man.
And there's a bunch of others. Look to ANN for more...
It'll be in the show notes. Forget ANN. Go to our show notes. Screw you, ANN. Our show notes are better.
Our show notes actually...
Suck?
No, they refer to ANN.
Dude,
you don't make the show notes, so you don't know.
Punk ass show notes. I'll punk you.
How about
show
you
notes.
Try making show notes for once?
I'll try not to.
Anyway, that's about it for anime news.
Idiocracy.
Not too much. What?
Yeah, let's talk about Idiocracy, man. I saw that movie yesterday.
We are talking about Idiocracy.
Let's talk about it some more, man. It's a good movie. Seriously, people watch Idiocracy, man. It's a good movie.
I think they have.
Yeah,
but
anyways,
are we
done?
I think we're on to reviews now.
Alright, before we hit the reviews, take a little break, people. I'm gonna play a little MIDI file.
We'll play some music because you're probably tired of listening to us, so we're gonna try to break it up.
So listen to this nice music. Hopefully it's something I have that's nice. We'll be back in a few. This is Anime and Television Toronto, or better known as HTO, your premier anime and television podcast.
We hope you enjoy your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoy your stay. Outside the sun is shining, it seems like heaven ain't far away. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day.
Back.
That was nice.
That was nice.
We should do this every episode. But back to our reviews.
Daisuke, you want to go first? Hold on. Who won that junk cutting poll that we did in the beginning?
Oh, we're making it horrible. You won.
Did I?
Yeah.
All right. Busa Rankin, watch it. Your turn.
What? Okay. That was the fastest review ever.
All right. Let me seriously get into this review.
All right. Yeah. By the way, if you don't remember, we're doing two anime reviews. Double the anime.
Excitement.
Joy.
Also, now I'll tell you guys this after the show, or at the end of the show. Busa Rankin! Oh, that's right. Let me enunciate. Busa Rankin! Or the literal translation, Arms Alchemy! Because as you guys all know, Rankin means alchemy. From Hagani no Rankin Jinsu.
Hagane no Rankin Jutsushi. Full Metal Alchemist.
Alchemist.
But that's Full Metal.
Yeah.
That's the only way we know.
Exactly.
Buso Arms. Whatever. Let's continue.
Alright. The Megacon is no other than Nubushuri Watsuki. I can't pronounce it.
Nubuhiro Watsuki.
There you go. The creator of Kenshin.
Yeah.
He did nothing else but Kenshin.
He did other stuff than Kenshin.
No, it was just Kenshin. Kenshin, and that's it.
No, but he did a lot of other...
Alright, he did this thing called...
Gunblaze West. It's set in America.
It was supposed to be after Busa Rankin. After Kenshin and before Busa Rankin. Basically, it flopped. The only country that got it was Indonesia.
Indonesia?
Indonesian bastards.
Oh, stop saying that.
Well, they're all bastards. It was serialized in Shonen Jump. It was three episodes or three volumes and got canceled afterwards. I actually wanted to see it because the concept sounded nice, but yeah, it got canceled. So, Busa Rankin, huh?
Why don't you start talking about Busa Rankin?
Alright, story-wise. Basically, you got this high school kid named Kazuki Moto. He's our protagonist, main character, whatever you want to call him. He dies. First episode. Show's over. Goodbye.
A lot of series are doing that lately.
Killing the main character in the first episode?
Shakugan no Shana.
Oh, yeah. Like, come on. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry, you're dead.
What? No, actually, before the show starts, he's already dead. But anyway, that's another story.
That's another story in total.
We'll go back to
Buzzfeed. Yeah, so he follows a mysterious girl into the factory behind the school, because, you know, every school has a mysterious factory behind it. And he gets stabbed. This monster starts chasing this girl, and he tries to help the girl, and the monster goes, hey, shit. I'll kill that dude. And he kills the dude and he dies and he wakes up and goes, holy shit, I'm not dead. Turns out that the girl saved his life by giving him this thing called a Kagane. Kagane is basically, the hell is it, Kagane? It's your alchemy. It's what is your alchemy. It's your alchemy.
It's like an alchemic piece, I think.
Alchemic weapon. Hold on.
It allows you to do alchemy, right?
Here we go. This is how Wiki explains it, this is how Wiki explains it. It's an alchemic device that, when activated, can give him the power to fight the homunculus monsters. So, with that in mind, let's get into our
villains.
Yeah, basically, alchemic warriors is what Kazumoto becomes. He becomes an alchemic warrior, and he fights what are known as homunculus. But wait a second, are these the same homunculus from Fullmetal Alchemist? Oh, no, they aren't. They're this completely new, different type of homunculus. Basically, they're monsters that eat humans. Which I believe is the actual term for homunculus. That's what homunculuses are.
What, them eating humans?
Yeah.
Didn't greed eat humans?
Everyone ate humans. They ate the red crystals, and the red crystals are made of humans.
Well, yeah. But these homunculi, they ate humans. Human. Like, non-cooked.
Well, you know, homunculus is like a historical term, right? It was
It's a historical... Because alchemy is historical, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, you guys want to look it up? We'll probably put it in the show notes or something.
About homunculus?
Who knows?
No, we're not.
main story. So, the girl who saves his life is none other than Tokiko, or...
Her name?
I can't read today, can I?
Tokiko Sumara. Sumara. Or Sumara. Yeah, Sumara. Reminds me of that girl from The Ring.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, she saves his life, gives him this Kakagane and says, alright, here's your new life. Live a well life.
The alchemic piece became his heart, right? Yeah. Because he got stabbed. From what I remember, he got stabbed in the heart.
He got stabbed in the heart, and the alchemic piece replaces his heart, allowing him to live.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can remember, because I've seen like 20 episodes.
You're watching the series. I'm not. So you should remember.
It's a good series, but like you forget about the beginning and the roots and stuff after seeing so many episodes. All I really care about is what's going to happen next kind of shit. Anyways, she saves his life, and they start off on their first mission, which is like the first arc. The first arc is...
They have quite a few arcs in the series.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It took me a while to figure out that... Because like... After they finished off the first arc, I'm thinking to myself, is the show over? Is this it? I mean, there's like 10 volumes of manga, and like it's supposed to be 26 episodes long, but I mean, is that it? It turns out it's not. There's a whole other arc, there's other characters. Just, that's what's so brilliant about it.
Ooh. I don't think you should go in there and go to Kubagane. Just wrap it up, simply. Because right. There's a lot of detail in the series.
Okay.
I've read the first volume of the manga. I liked it. I might watch it, but
I think I'll go into the Kagane a little bit more, just a tad bit, not too much.
Yeah.
Alright, Kagane basically is their fighting weapon. They call upon it by yelling out the term Buso Rinkin, or Arms Alchemy, just like in Power Rangers where they have the morphing call, where like, it's morphing time!
Don't relate this to Power Rangers. But each Kagane has a different name, actually, because it's connected to you, right? It's like a piece of you.
From what I can tell, they're numbered, and each one's numbered differently.
Oh, they each have numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And got the XL, IV, you know, your Roman.
So Tokiko had an extra Kogane on her, or
I'm not gonna get into that because that's actually giant plot spoilers.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just found out about last episode. It's huge plot spoilers.
Uh-huh.
Kazukimoto, his Buso Rinkin is okay. I'm not gonna say the name. We're just gonna call it Lance, because the name you don't find out what each Buso Rinkin you name it yourself, and he doesn't name his till like the ninth episode. So, like, you have to wait 9 episodes before they actually give it a name?
Wow, that's a pretty stupid name.
I love it.
Yeah, he gives it a funny name.
Yeah, so it's basically a giant lance, you know, bigger than him. And its property is that it has, like, a giant sash. And the sash is, like, an energy sash. Which...
There will be a lot of information about that sash. Yeah. Or if you watch it, you'll know a lot more about that sash.
And Tokiko, her Busu Rankin is called Valkyrie Skirt.
Yeah, you found that out pretty soon.
Oh, first episode. Then you have...
you have a bunch of characters.
Oh,
go to the villains.
The main villain is this guy right here.
They can't see who you're talking to. Who we're talking about?
Chuhomo or
Kachukono,
or better yet known as Papillon Masca.
Papillon.
Yeah, basically he's the main villain. I'm not gonna tell you what he is or who he is or what his powers are or anything like that, because it does ruin it. All we'll tell you that is that he is a homunculus.
It's very standard shonen. I found when I saw it, it's like, okay, you have the guy who falls victim to something, and like he has to be rescued by this greater good or secret organization. Because again, are the alchemists secret?
Yeah, the alchemic regime.
Because it's standard world, right? It's like a regular world, and then the guy finds out.
It's
wait,
regular Japan,
and then this girl who does some alchemy comes out and like saves him. And then they have to fight underground.
The only reason she saved him is because he got involved.
Yeah.
You know, she felt guilty. She's like, oh shit, he got involved.
Well, he got involved in a different way. He just saw it. And then the homunculus is like, hey, I'll kill this kid.
Well, I mean, he was a dumbass for saying, oh wait, girl, look out, there's a giant homunculus behind you. Even though you are a fully skilled trained alchemic warrior who would instinctively know if there's a giant homunculus behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Which you find out in the second episode, in which she knew who was behind him. She just wanted him to get close enough so she could cut him.
Yeah, it always happens this way. You have it's like Bleach too, right? Bleach with Rukia versus that Hollow.
It's like,
it's
help me.
Thing.
I'm gonna die if you don't help me. All right, fine.
I'll give you your powers instead of Tokyo giving. Oh, I forgot his name.
Ichigo?
No, the main character.
Kazukimoto?
Kazuki, yeah. Giving Kazuki her powers, she's like, oh, I'll give you just Kusugane, and you can use alchemy yourself. But it's very standard shonen. They had a shonen. They have to fight against evil villains.
I'll just tell you this much: if you can survive through the first arc with Papillon Mask, once you get past that first arc, you're gonna love the show to death. I mean, they introduce more characters, funny characters. You get some background information on characters, and you have. Well, I mean, it's a lot of questions that people would be asking. Like, hold on. Is there just how many alchemic warriors are there?
Simply, you get introduced to more alchemic warriors,
exactly.
More villains.
It's like Bleach in a certain way. I mean, like, you know, you start off with most of Bleach just thinking that
Soul
Slayer?
Ichigo fighting against Hollows.
Exactly.
It goes really way beyond Ichigo fighting Hollows.
Exactly.
And
same thing with this one.
Probably.
That's what a lot of people are saying. This is like Bleach. And the whole alchemy and homunculus thing, that's what they're saying from the Alchemist. In some ways, it's considered an unfair review or unfair judgment
comparison.
Or statement. Comparison. But at the same time, I mean, it's somewhat accurate.
Well, you have the plot. Well, no, the plot's somewhat different. You just have elements of these shows put in there. Which, if you think about it that deeply, you can say Naruto is another Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z. But that's a wider comparison.
So, my final rating for this is... Watch it no matter what, with high hopes. With high hopes. After the first...
High hopes. You're going better than watch it no matter what?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going better than watch it no matter what. Basically, if you can sit through the first, like, 6 episodes or so, because there's nothing really happens in the first 6 episodes. They basically do a little training, get your soul, like, get your powers in check kind of shit. Same thing for Bleach. I mean, he basically spent the first couple episodes trying to learn how to control his powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically that. Then once he learns how to use his powers, he becomes a badass. Oh, does he become a badass?
I see. Okay.
Actually, in the recent episodes, you remember how Ichigo got Bankai?
Yes.
That happened in the show as well.
Oh, in...
Kazuki got Bankai.
Yes.
Although
it wasn't
Bankai. It was like a little, I think, higher than Bankai. But I mean, it's like... Actually, no.
I think we've had enough plot
No, it's in the show. It's not Bankai. It's if you want to compare
obviously
to Bleach,
it's not Bankai.
If you want to compare to Bleach, it's more like Shikai. Because if you think about Kakugane as Zanpakuto, think of a Shikai as a second level of your Zanpakuto.
Yeah, it is.
And in the show, the higher skilled alchemic people have second levels. Yeah, well, Kazuki unlocked his second level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so like I said, watch it with high hopes.
Watch it with
Daisuke,
high hopes.
Daisuke, your review on Psychic Academy?
I will be doing something different, because I always like doing something different, a bit different.
Yeah,
so I will be doing Psychic Academy. I don't know if people know about it. Like, it was a really small... I don't know if it was a small thing or a big thing. Like, when I found out about it, it was pretty late. And I actually bought the first DVD, bought the first manga. So I was like, okay, let's take a look at it. I've seen about...
5 episodes?
5-6 episodes of it. And I have to say, I will not watch it. I refuse to watch it. It is that bad. Psychic Academy, background information. It's done by Katsuaki. It's actually an 11-volume manga. Is it over? I believe it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It was over a while ago. 11 volumes, that's a lot for a 24-episode series that's 10 minutes long for each episode. So 240 minutes, I guess. It's a web anime, or called... It's actually, like, precisely called an original net animation, O-N-A, because it was only released on the internet. It was never on TV. So it was all produced, everything thrown onto the internet. That's why when I bought the DVD, there's no English dubcast, because I don't think any English production companies would ever pick it up. So I watched it, and something struck me in that animation quality. It sucked. It really did. The animation, it was not too good. But before I go into that, I should give you background. Plot summary. I, Shiomi, main character of the show. He is the younger brother of the savior of the world. Now, how would that make you feel?
That's gonna suck.
That does suck. But it sucks in a very different way. You're in a world where you have a percentage of the population having psychic powers, hence the name Psychic Academy. And it's a very low percentage. It's not that high of a percentage. So you have these people who have psychic abilities, and they get awakened during, like, different phases of your life. Most people get awakened when they're children. Some people a little later. Shiomi, his brother, since he's a savior of the world, has very high psychic power. Basically, before, when Shiomi, or I'm just going to call him I was a young child. There was this evil, evil person who uses psychic abilities for evil and tried to take over the world. And then his brother... comes to save the day. It's like, you're not taking over the world. You have to defeat me first. He defeats him. And it's like, now the world is peaceful again. And I will not be... He actually doesn't take any strong position. No political position. No over-saving the world kind of position. He just becomes a teacher at the Psychic Academy. Because he wants to teach youngsters psychic abilities.
Become the next saviors of the world.
Well, no, because he defeats the main villain, right? So
there's no villain in the show.
There's technically no villain. I've only seen about 6 episodes, but it's a 24-episode series, so it might come up. But I could never not get past, like, the animation quality. The characters are so two-dimensional.
Are they actually two-dimensional?
They might be. When they turn around, you can't see them. But the characters are really basic, and they put fan service where it's not needed, or like places where it's like weird. But and plus I doesn't really like his brother, because he's like living in a shadow, right? And the other problem is I has very little psychic ability.
Who's the savior of the world?
I's brother.
Whose name is what? I's brother.
They call him Zero.
Zero.
Because his name is in very, very long. In this world where people have psychic abilities, the length of your name determines how much psychic abilities
you have.
Are you
shaming me?
Dude,
I'm gonna name my son like...
I's brother
oh,
name
God.
Is Zero Daimu Kyupura Pa Azu Azaraku Varu Rua Durago.
That's gotta be messed up.
Because he stopped the evil lord. So people were like, man, that guy has gotta have a long name because he was able to stop the evil lord. The people call him Zero. Because it's simple. And he's an instructor at the Psyche Academy. Then you have I. He actually has different name because everyone's they have their regular birth names, right? Like I, Miu, Orina. They have their regular names, but when they go to this academy, they're given their aura names or aura code names. And like Zero, you have this freaky long Zero name. And I'm not too sure what his name was when he went to Psychic Academy. Supposedly he would never got one because of his very low psychic ability. But later on they find out he has the rare light aura. Whatever that means. He just has some special power. He meets Orina, who's his childhood friend, who kind of left him because she was found to have psychic abilities, so she went to Psychic Academy. He also meets Miu, who's another girl at the Psychic Academy. He kind of rubs her the wrong way and she almost kills him. But they kind of sort of get along. And a bunch of... also the bunny. There's a bunny. I gets taught by this Master Boo, who's a bunny. And like the bunny teaches him the powers of how to unlock his psychic ability. Because supposedly he has great potential. It's just he's too much of an idiot to use his power.
He's Naruto. And his brother's Sasuke.
Sort of.
He's Naruto and his brother's Itachi, only good.
But I could never get a plot. Like, after watching, six episodes? I understand they're only 10-minute episodes and you can't get that much across, but I did not get a plot. Like, he goes to Psychic Academy. He learns how to use his psychic abilities because you have professors, or not professors, teachers.
It's like Hogwarts, man.
Yeah, Hogwarts. People teaching you how to use your psychic ability. And he eventually learns. He learns very slowly. For such, a short series, he learns very, very slowly. But I will sort of give you this rating. I'm going to give it, watch it if you only get paid. And I didn't get paid to watch this, so this sucks. Manga's a bit better. I read the first one in manga. It's better than the show because you don't have to be stuck with the crap colors. It hurts my eyes. I will say this much. Watching it hurt my eyes so much because of the color scheme. The colors are freakishly bright and the character's two-dimensional. I do like Ai though. He's a funny character. And plus, like him being taught by a rabbit how to use psychic abilities, that's cool too. But I just don't like, I don't like Zero. Zero's a bastard.
All right.
Like for the savior of the world.
So,
I'm gonna give it a watch it only if you get paid.
That's the first time I've heard that happening.
Yes. And I didn't actually purposely pick this because I didn't like it. Like, it was not given too many good ratings either. And,
exactly.
I wanted to do something different, a web animation. So, to those who've seen Psychic Academy and like it, tell me why. Because I really want to know why.
Why would you like this piece of crap? Come on.
No, it's not a piece of crap. It's just, since it's a web animation, they had no budget. They're just like, we'll get some people off the street, you say these lines, and like, okay, we'll throw some colors in here and draw it up.
Alright. So, I guess that's our last review.
That's the review. Yep.
This is an okay episode, I guess. Okay, let me see. This is an amazing episode, people. Double the anime!
Double the anime. Do you want to, we should do our counter.
For North?
Because North is getting closer. And
it
to those...
89 days.
89 days, that's getting really close. And to those who are going to North, remember to pre-register, because...
You can see Johnny Young Bosch on Thursday instead of Friday.
It's cheaper, too.
Oh, and you can see Johnny Young Bosch on Thursday instead of Friday. So people, get your eggs and pies ready.
I was gonna say that. Damn you. Pie, Johnny Young Bosch. No,
you know what?
At least he got a warning.
Yeah, John, if you're listening, this is a warning. You're gonna get pied on Anime North.
Nah,
so bring some bodyguards so we can pie them too.
Johnny works hard. He's a good voice actor.
He's a good voice actor.
Just deserves to be pied.
Yeah. So that was our episode for this week. I know you guys waited a while for it, but this is the episode. I'm gonna... Oh yeah, a little something. The Anime Roundtable. We talked about it last week. The host, Mike Nicholas.
Nichols.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be on the episode this Thursday. Are you really? I'm gonna be part of the table this Thursday. At least I hope I'm gonna be part of the table this Thursday. Yeah, hopefully something won't happen and they say no, but hopefully I'll be part of the table. So once again, check out the comic Sorry, the Anime Roundtable at the comic
den.com.
There you go. Oh, my mind's
blown. But if you don't want to hear any more of Sven than you want to,
oh,
you
people, come on, it's me, Sven. Show me some love.
You can. They have a lot of interesting topics at their Anime Roundtable. So look into that.
This is I gotta say, we haven't done an episode this long in a while, but it's a good episode. So that's our episode. We're gonna leave you off Saturday, February the 24th. Tomorrow's the Oscars, people. And don't forget to watch the American Anime Awards tonight. Hopefully it won't be out, but hopefully you would watch it in general. And don't forget to watch the Oscars, because you guys have to see the upset that is the Oscars. Anyways, this is Fed.
And Daisuke here.
And we are signing off.